So yeah, decoding to source made me realize that I've never heard it before, even though people probably have done it. I've never heard it from anybody else. There's a lot of people that have decoded things, but they didn't use the Bible as their litmus test for everything that they're decoding, you know? And by using the Bible as my reference in every situation, because I had studied the Bible for so many years, I memorized a lot of verses, you know. And I could rightly divide it, you know, from a Baptist perspective, then on my, you know, I went to a lot of Baptists, listened to a lot of preachers, you know, 40,000 preachers in my lifetime, probably. And so I listened to all kinds. I've listened to Pentecostals, Methodists, Baptists, and all. And the closest I could find was the Fundamental Independent Baptist to the Rightly Dividing the Truth, but they ended up being legalist. And then as I stepped back from legalism, I could see legalism in all. I could see legalism in the Methodist, the Pentecostal, the Baptist. The human heart has a legalist part, you know. So I sent somebody an email today and I said, you know, I came to the conclusion I've got to become a legend. And if you look the word legend up, all saints are legends. Now, this is what the devil wants to stop. God has put you here to become a legend. John the Baptist, Jonah, Jeremiah, David, all these people are legends. It's written in the stars, you know. So we concluded that we're in a holographic fractal projection. And the mathematicians concluded that the stars or the outer perimeters are like the surface of the 3D hologram. And so all the stars at different depths and different locations could be projecting a story into the 3D hologram. That's why it would be written in the stars, because you are a star. You are the star. You, in Christ, you are the star. In Christ, you are the universe. You have a head and you have a body. Christ has a head and a body. Jesus, the firstborn among many brethren. So, you are a star. All the movies are about you in Christ. It's the spirit walk and the flesh walk. All the movies show the flesh and the spirit. You have to become a legend. Just like a book has a legend, just like a book has a spine, just like a book has characters on the page, you are a character. You have a spine. Just like the sentence is black and white, what's black and white and red all over? The blood of his cross. What's black and white and red all over? A book. What's black and white and red all over? The checkered board that you're walking on. Michael Jackson dancing on the dance floor. The blood on the dance floor. You're actually on it. That's what's happening. This is the code. This is the code hidden in plain view. The black and white is the checkered board, and you're dancing. And so you're moving from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. And so you're going through sacrificial redemptive typologies every day. Every day's a cycle. So when you read that book, it has a period at the end of a sentence. And your sentence down here, you are under a sentence. Just like going to jail, you're under a sentence. The flesh is nothing but sin. And the flesh is under law. It's under a curse. So the only way to break free from the 666 cube flesh mind sentence is to unfold the cube and go through the cross by faith and appropriate the righteousness of Christ by faith. Because Jesus took your sin. He paid it. You washed in the blood. You're bought with a price. So he paid your sentence. He went and was crucified on the cross. So anybody, any legalist trying to put you back under the cross, say, it's already finished. What are you talking about? Jesus paid it all. I'm free, man. I'm set free. Jesus paid my penalty. Jesus set me free. And so when you read that book, you're looking at yourself. And so the black and the white is on the page of the book. And at the very end of every sentence or paragraph or both is a period. Period is a cycle. So you start a new paragraph. You start a new sentence. Paragraph. You're graphed in. You're graphed back in. So everything that you're doing down here is a writing, is a recording. The universe is recording everything. God, you might say, well, what is the universe? It's a copy machine. It's a recording machine. It's a birthing machine. It's a cycle machine. It's a cleansing machine. It's everything. Why? Everything that you do to your clothing, your cloth, you are the clergy. Everything that you do to yourself in a clean, cleansing manner, the universe is doing to you spiritually. You can see Jesus and his body in all things. When you drive your car, somebody's got to drive it. And then there's passengers, right? Corporation has a head and a body, has a staff. Why is it called a staff? Because when Moses was walking, he had a staff. When you have a walking stick, it's your staff, it's your help. But that staff can also be a prodding stick. I have to become a legend. So what I'm going to do is download all this stuff that I'm recording to a hard drive, and then I'm going to put it on some thumb drives and send it out. I'll send it out to some people for free, but eventually somebody's going to have to pay. Somebody's got to pay. If I'm doing the work, somebody ought to pay, you know. If you want it on a thumb drive, you're going to have to pay to have it shipped and all. But then you can use it and pass it on and help people get saved and see the truth. I'm telling you very clearly, succinctly, that you can see Jesus in all things. Tree, true, faithful faith. Bridge. Jesus is the bridge from one side to the other. It's encoded in your fingernail. It's encoded in your thumb. It's encoded in your fingerprint. But since we're talking about the book has a spine. It's got black and white. So when you look at a checkered board, it's black and white. When you look at a crossword puzzle, it's black and white. Crossword, the cross. What is the puzzle? The cross and the word. That is the puzzle. And when you look at that book, it's got characters on the page, right? And you're a character. You are a char actor, a character in the book. What else? The sentence or the paragraph starts with a capital letter. Cap. You got to have a cap on if you're a captain, right? You wear a cap because you're a captain. That's why when men wear hats, women are attracted to a man with a cap on. For real. It's built in. It's built in. A hat. A cap, a captain. You know, Kamala Harris, not Kamala, but what's the lady's name that's in the office right now? I've been there forever. Pelosi. I shouldn't even talk about this when I'm recording a video this about code, but because it won't matter in 10 years, she'll be dead. I'm praying that God will remove her fast because Pelosi's trying to change she and he and, you know, that's against the universe. So the universe is getting ready to take Pelosi out. Because you can't change the she and the he that's encoded in the universe. Because what they're trying to do is destroy the types and shadows of Christ and his body. Christ and his church. They're trying to destroy the marriage. Yes, in the spirit, you're one. There's neither male nor female in the spirit. But in a marriage down here, you have to play it out as the man's the head, the woman follows. She follows after the man. It has to play out. Because that's the story of the cross. That old rugged cross. The lamb slain before the foundation world. That is the story. And you can't destroy it. It's encoded in the universe. And if you try to destroy it, Pelosi, the universe will destroy you. Mark my word. She will be destroyed. That's just encoded in the universe. And the universe will destroy her. One way or the other, promise you. You can't go. That's one of the root. That's the root code, people. Jesus and his body, the man and the woman, the responder, the initiator, the seed and the womb, the birthing, a copy machine. You can't change that without being destroyed. You will destroy yourself if you try to change that. The Bible talks about it in Romans 1. And you can already see Pelosi's got a reprobate mind already. And so she has no truth. She's gone so far, she's destroying herself. So the trump card was played, and now we are to abide in Jesus and watch them fight amongst themselves and destroy themselves. They will destroy themselves. Because when you go against the types and shadows, you will be destroyed. And it might take a long time, but they're creating patterns in their mind, right? They're creating patterns. They're sowing patterns just like that book. So when you take your pencil and you carve into the book, you take a charcoal pencil or a graphene pencil and you write on that piece of paper, you're carving an imprint. Just like God is writing on the tablet of your heart. So the spirit realm, the devil, or God is writing on the tablet of your heart. And if you listen to the wrong spirit, it's being carved in, it's being imprinted in, it's created a habit pattern, and it's being carved and cut into your psyche, your soul, your being. And so God is writing on your heart if you're saved, and the devil's writing on the unsaved heart. That's why they become more psychopathic, sociopathic, more insane. You know she's reprobate because you can't say something like that. We're gonna make a law that you can't say she and he. She's stupid. She's ridiculous. And like I say, in the spirit, for those who are contentious about this matter, and so the Jezebel women who hate men's authority, those who are contentious, I'm telling you, in the spirit, you're one. There's neither Jew nor Gentile, male or female. But in the natural realm, there's a story being played out. It's a fractal, holographic reproduction story of what happened in Genesis 3, Genesis 4, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. It's repeating. It's a reproduction. And the deal is the devil wants you to believe lies and God wants you to believe the truth. And so the devil is going to tell, once you eat one lie, you're going down. And you know, I used to say, well, why would God let the Pharaoh harden his heart? Why would God harden the Pharaoh's heart? Because the Pharaoh chose to go that way. And the harder the heart, the deeper the judgment. The more you turn away from God, the more you turn away from the truth, the more you try to destroy the types and shadows and destroy what's real, the harder your heart becomes and the more you become rebellious to authority, because all authority is based on the authority of God. I don't care if you like it, it's the truth. The woman's a piece cut off from Adam, being cut back in, just like the church is being cut off from the source, being cut back into source. Who is source? Jesus. God through Jesus made all things. And so all people are being cut back into the source through Jesus. Now those that don't want to receive Jesus and believe on Jesus, because you have to receive Christ into your heart by faith, you have to turn or burn. The reason it rhymes is because it's true. Because your nursery rhymes, your movies, they all have truth in it. You either turn or burn. Repent. Repent. What is repent? There's a truck just went by me. It had flip it on his. Flip it. Yeah, you can try to flip it, all right. What is repent? Re means again. P-E-N sounds like P-I-N in the sheepfold. So you were cut out. You went your own way. The 99, one, so God, he sees that one sheep and he goes and gets you. So you repent. God pulls you back into the pen, to the sheepfold. He puts you back in the pen, and so you repent because God has put the Holy Spirit in you that you repent. And you repen in what? The T. R-E-P-E-N. God writes you into the T. Repent. The T is the cross. You can only repent and repen and go back home through the T, which is the cross. Repent. Download this. Download the videos. Save them. What you can glean, what you can glean. If you can't hear the whole thing, glean what you can glean. Glean some of the truth. Because this is not a joke, people. This is serious. This thing's coming to an end. The last Trump, 2020. What did happen at 2020? We got double-crossed. What else happened? We can see 2020. We know who Babylon is and who's not. What else happened? Abide. Biden. To abide in Christ. Repent. 2020. The last Trump. The Trump card was played. Double cross. Double vision. It's written in the stars. Just like God used names in the Old Testament, just like Indians use names, just like the name Jesus means Jehovah saves, every name has a meaning in the script because it's a compilation. It's a compilation. Not only is it a worship service, but it's a book, and it's a story, and it's a reproduction. And so you have to find your calling in life. And once you find your calling, you become a legend. You are a little fractal universe in Christ. You are a reproduction. Everything that's in you is out in front of you. The saints are the stars, and that's why there's stars out there. This thing's going to come to an end eventually. And there's going to be a new heaven and new earth. And so even the recording in the stars is going to be renovated. The earth is a recording. The universe is recording what you, God knows everything you're thinking. You might say, well, are you saying the universe is God? God is unlimited, but what you're looking, everything that you look out in front of and see is a attribute of God. Are you saying God's a copy machine? The copy machine's based on God making copies of himself in Jesus. Are you saying God's a fax machine? God can send a message to you from anywhere. Are you saying God is quantum physics? Yes, God is omnipresent. Are you saying God is a building? Christ and his building and the prophets are the corner. Jesus is the cornerstone and the prophets are the foundation and the church is building on top of that. Jesus is God. Are you saying God is a telephone? The telephone is a designed based on what God does, right? Telephone, remote sound, sounding. Jesus is the word, sound. Sound, it means healthy, it means whole, it means complete. And so when you pass on this holographic reality, fractal universe knowledge out to people, that everywhere in front of you, if you take the words and you break them into parts, just like you rightly divide the word, you rightly divide the words into parts, and you know all things in Christ. And the Bible says you know all things in Christ. You don't even need the etymology. You just need to sit down and just observe, but the etymology will help you. People will say, well, you're a legend in your own mind. Whether famous or infamous, it doesn't matter. Whatever God has called you to do, do it with all your heart. If God has called you to write a book, a song, whatever it is, God has revealed the creation code to me. It's a holographic fractal, and you're in a book. You're the character in this black and white and red creation. I'm in a parking lot right now, and I'm looking down, and I see black and white. And I look to my right, and there's a stop sign. It's red. Black, white, and red. They can try to hide it. They can try to shut down channels. They can try to squelch it, and they can try to overpower it, and they can try to put a lot of noise and a lot of voices out there. But the sheep, somehow or another, they start to, it starts to spread. Every time my channel went up past 10,000, they started attacking me. They limit me from growing past 10,000, so it's time to leave that up and move on to another platform. And it needs to be a platform that is ubiquitous. And the only thing I know that's ubiquitous is the Hive blockchain. And so because the Hive is starting to be here, we can be like the Federation of Star Trek, and we can go into the Borg Hive and not be assimilated and just get in there and get out. Because the Hive, they don't even see you. The Borg 66 Hive, they don't even see you unless you do something to get their attention. They don't even see you as a threat till you speak up and speak the truth. Then when you speak the truth, you better have a way out, because the Borg Hive is nothing but lies. So as soon as you speak the truth to somebody, you better get up and run. But you got the truth in, you put the truth into the Hive. So the truth to the Hive is a virus. The lies to the church is a virus. They see us as a virus who have the truth because they want to live in their delusions. We see them as a virus because we have the truth and they want to believe, they want you to worship them. It all goes back to really a simple concept. You either worship yourself as God, or you worship God as God and know that Jesus is God, and through Jesus God made all things. And God is only happy with His Son, the sacrifice of Jesus. He's not happy with anything you do, even though you might be a legend after Christ, but it's all pointing to Him because all gifts are from Him. So if you do your script that's ripped, your script is ripped from the T, which is the cross. You do your script, and what happens? You might say, well, okay, I hear everything you're saying, books. The reason I use the books, because it needs to be a legend. You don't need to remember me. Just like we don't know what Elijah looked like. We don't know what John the Baptist looked like. We don't even have a picture of Jesus. And the Bible says not to make idols. I'm passing this on because you know this. But I'm just bringing it into a concrete form where you know that a legalist is bad news. You know a Jezebel's bad news. You know somebody who's a works-based salvation worships themselves. You know eternal life is eternal, not temporary. Once saved, always. It's really easy to solve that problem. Do you have eternal life? Yes. Can you lose it? No. Why? Because it's eternal. It's not temporary. And so you can fight with them all day long, but they're just wasting your time. They're agents. You can grow past that. They can't understand walking in the Spirit because they can't even understand once saved, always saved. They can't even understand agape. That's why when you talk to them, they want to date you. Let's say I talk to a female in the real world about God's love and agape, and sure, they want to go out. You're trying to tell them about Jesus, they want to go out. They think, oh, that's love. But if they don't have the agape love in them, let's say you did yoke up with one of them, but they don't have God's love in them, it's not going to last without 30 days because it's going to turn into a flesh war. They're going to say, well, why are you the head? Why are you driving? Why do you open my door? I know what I'm talking about. Why are you making the final decision? Why are you the head of the home? These are Jezebel spirits. And so they see your nice or your kind behavior and they want to jump in the sack. Instead of getting to know you, they want a baby daddy, you know? That's the deal, people. And for the saved women, it's the same. They deal with the same thing with men. So let's say you got a saved woman who's a good-looking woman, and so there's lost. Yeah, I'm going to date her. And who is she? And somebody says, oh, she's a Bible believer. Well, I'm just going to repeat. I went to church, so I know the terminology. I'll just say it, and I'll yoke up with her, and get her to work. I'll turn her into a Jezebel and get her to work, and I'll sit home and play video games all day. Really? They might not say that, but that's what they're thinking in their gut. They might not even know they're thinking it, but that's what they're... Well, I'm going to get me a woman who works, and I'm going to sit home and play video games. That's sad. Anyway, I'm showing you the code, and I'm showing you the heart, and I'm showing you the thoughts, because you have the mind of Christ. And everything that's not the mind of Christ is Antichrist, and you know what they're thinking. You know they're stinking thinking, because you used to be them. They're wanting to steal, kill, and destroy, because their daddy's the devil, and he's a murderer from the beginning. He's a liar from the beginning. And they hate you. They don't know what love is. They don't know what sacrificial love is. It's impossible for them to. And even if they do, they can't endure it. Let's say they tried it for one day. They would be mad because they had to sacrifice. But those who really understand sacrificial love, they don't complain. They just do it. They're happy to do it. Jesus was happy to go to the cross. You should be happy to take up your cross, because what else is there? Play-Doh land, 3D cartoon land. It's the same stuff repeating over and over. You go to work, go home, 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 pay your bills. Same stuff, same news, same politics. There's nothing new. Actually, what you saw in the politics is same thing happened to Israel. People would get free, and then they go back to bondage. People get free, and they'd forget God. They go back to bondage. People get free, then they'd cry out to God. Then they'd get a leader that was a good king or a leader. And then they go back to bondage, back and forth, back and forth. That's what happened to Israel. Read the history of Israel. That's what you're in right now. You are in the same thing that's happening, that happened in Israel. And if somebody preaches the gospel, we're going to keep, as long as, Lord, if there's 10 left, don't destroy this nation, please. Lord, if there's 100 left, don't destroy us. Lord, I feel alone. No, you got 7,000 that have not bowed their knee to Baal. You're not alone. I've got a remnant. Don't worry. There's 7,000 out there who have not bowed their knee to Baal. Okay, Lord. Thank you, Lord.